back. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. It is a beautiful fall day, October 2nd. The show is called Your Defending Fathers, and this is the first hour, and I am delighted to be with you. Indeed, don't tread on me. Don't tread on any of you listeners, because y'all have that great mindset of standing strong, standing firm against government overreach. And we have a great show today, even though I am broadcasting live from occupied territory, the city of Petoskey, which has been co-opted by the blue people. We have signs against Line 5, shut it down. We have gay pride flags all over the city. We have a radical librarian who runs a library. We have a city council that recently voted to fund public art in time of rampant inflation. We got it all, but we're going to stand firm against the forces of evil, which is the point of this show. No, it's a great show. I have great guests, but let me get some housekeeping, some business out here. First of all, the text line, 231-758-7707, 231-758-7707. You can text in your comments. Please stay on topic and relevant, but we do definitely enjoy hearing from you. I am also on Twitter if you'd like to follow me, at Izzy Lyman, I-Z-Z-Y-L-Y-M-A-N, I-Z-Z-Y-L-Y-M-A-N. Also, I have two favorite news sites that I always plug. One is EmmettRG.com, EmmettRG.com. That is the Watchdog Citizens Group I'm involved with in Emmett County, where I live. We are champion and promoting responsible government because, right, who else is going to do it except we, the people? So that's EmmettRG.com, and I write most of the blog posts you see there. I get a great assist every now and then, but there, if you want to read some of my writing, I started out in print media many years ago and still have that as a great passion of mine. Also, BorderHawk.news, BorderHawk.news, it is the website that my son, Dan, is editor of, and it is the cutting-edge immigration news. Is there a more important topic in this country right now? I would argue no. So BorderHawk.news is an aggregation website on immigration. And I myself recently traveled to the border, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit in May. And went all around the southern border, all those little towns and cities and venues. And it was a fascinating, life-changing trip for sure, to go there and see some of the situation we're experiencing up close. Anyways, we have a great show today. And our guests include, ready? Let's do a drum roll. Drum roll, please. Representative Neil Frisky. Mrs. Carol Rebant, the wife of Ralph Rebant, a delightful woman. You're going to love her. Mike Hoover, candidate for U.S. Senate, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Also, Mr. Auden Cabello, who is at Eagle Pass, Texas, and will be giving us an update from the border. Literally, what he's one of the best, perhaps the best reporter at Eagle Pass on this issue. So it's going to be a real treat to hear from him. And finally, we're going to conclude with my son, Wid Lyman. He joins us periodically when I do the show, and we chat and we have a good time together. So stay tuned, please. We will be back after the commercial. I am Izzy Lyman, and you're listening to 97.7 WCHY. Thank you.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the eatables for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Oh. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system. 2-3-1-3.
Good morning, everybody.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Three, one, three, seven, three. Sorry, folks. We had a little glitch there. I apologize. I'm trying to get Pat Tuck on the line, and I have not been successful in doing so. But let me try one more time, and if that is a possibility, hold on. Bear with me, folks. This is sometimes a little glitchy in radio world, but we're going to try to get him on the line here. This is an important call, one of our guests that we added in at the last minute, and I hope he can come on the line. Thank you. Anyway, you're listening to WCHY 97.7 FM. The show is called Your Defending Fathers, and we are still trying to get a hold of Pat Tuck, but it doesn't look like he's coming through. Pat, are you there? Pat Tuck. Yeah, no, I cannot hear you. I'm trying to call you, but anyways, we will try. So let me tell you a little bit about the reason that I wanted Pat Tuck on the show. It's very, very important. This is very serious. As of Friday, in about the morning, a gentleman has gone missing from the northern part of Emmett County where he was last spotted. His name is David Moffitt. He is 70 years old. He suffers from Alzheimer's. He was last seen with his dog, Stella. As you can imagine, the family is desperate in trying to find him. And the great thing about it is that Pat has been leading a civilian group to try to find Mr. Moffitt, as well as authorities. We're all very concerned about this. The Moffitt family are friends with the Lyman family, so we are very much invested in praying and hoping for the very best. If you want some more information, please go to Up North Live. They have a picture of Mr. Moffitt and more information. If anyone has any clue, any information, anything you can do, maybe you can join one of the civilian searches, please, please contact local authorities. The Emmett County Sheriff's Department would love to hear from you, as well as the local township officials, anything you can do. So again, Mr. David Moffitt was last seen in the northern part of Emmett County on Friday, and folks have been desperately scouring the area trying to find him, and his dog is named Stella. So that is another piece of information. Again, whatever you can do. And I will say, despite this being such a terrible and traumatic situation for the family, the goodness of the people who have risen up, some of them who don't know the Moffitts and are helping out, is simply amazing. That is one of the things that truly makes America great. And I'm very grateful for these folks. And please keep the Moffitt family in your prayers. We would appreciate that. Anyway, let's go back to the show that we have for today. And we are going to discuss everything from politics to culture, because it is so important that we engage people, we give them information, but more importantly, that we encourage them. And I definitely want to see you encouraged today as a result of today's show. Some of our guests are right there on the front lines, especially Representative Neil Friske. As you know, he's a member of the Freedom Caucus, and he's done such a great job on behalf of the taxpayers. We usually don't get a representative that's for the taxpayers. We usually get someone more so, even Republicans, that are for the system. So this is really, really important that we talk to these people, that we engage them, that we encourage them. So we have a lot to say about all this. But what I wanted to do before we kick off the show with all the guests and all the good conversation is tell you a little bit about my experience on the island last weekend on Mack Island in the at the Republican GOP confab. And let me again give you my text number. It's 231-758-7707 if you want to text your comments or call in. I was able to attend the conference on Saturday, and I spent the whole day there. And, of course, just going to the island is a treat. It's always such a blessing to ride over on the ferry. It was a perfect fall day. It's wonderful to see the horses. Just the whole ambiance on the island is spectacular. But much more made so by the fact that we were at a great event with great speakers and being encouraged and edified in that fashion. So I have seven highlights, if you will, if you don't mind me sharing them, from the conference where I just truly enjoyed them. And I hope you'll be somewhat encouraged by some of this. So one of the first things that happened when I got there to the lobby, and I went with my husband, Whit. He joined me. I'm always glad when he comes because he enjoys these events as much as I do, is that we ran into Alan Keyes and his wife, Jocelyn. Now, some of you may remember Alan Keyes as the gentleman who ran for president. He ran it several times in the past. He's a very articulate spokesman. He's a former diplomat. He served the United States in India. And he gave a very wonderful, rousing speech on globalism, versus American values. So anyway, it was fun to chat him up in the lobby, just informally have a fun conversation with him. And he ended up not just going on the island, but also coming to Bay Harbor, to Petoskey, for an event for Neil Friske. And we're going to talk to Neil about that. But these people are on the, like say, on the national stage, if you will. Alan Keyes has definitely been there fighting the good fight. So, again, it was very, very much encouraging to hear him. As always, he's in his 70s now, but he's fiery on behalf of the Americanist cause and on behalf of limited government and on behalf of exposing everything from the WHO to the WEF and all those alphabet groups that none of us like. And he's, and his wife was wonderful too, by the way. She's a beautiful woman. Also, so after interacting with Alan Keyes and his wife, I managed to get into the auditorium because there's so many things at these confabs. There's candidates, there's booths, there's little social events you can go to, and it's easy to get distracted and not do the main thing, which is to go hear these speakers and learn from them. And I was very fortunate in that I had a media pass, so I was able to get great seats right at the front. In fact, my seat was so good that at one time, Christina Caramo, the head of the MIGOP, actually sat next to me, which was totally cool. I kept thinking they were going to kick me out, but they did not. But anyway, I walked in at the time when Representatives Molinar and Representative Wahlberg, our congressional representatives, were doing a panel with Justin Barkley, who's also a radio talk show host of, in his own right, very good one, by the way. And they were discussing Goshen and the Chinese CCP involvement in our state now with these EV battery plants. Ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. And they did a really good job about pushing back against that. And I do appreciate that because these are exactly the people that we need to push against, back against this nonsense. So that was, that part of the panel was good. Now, the part that I especially liked was when Representative Wahlberg started talking about immigration. And really, there's no other way to call it except the immigration invasion. So he started talking about it, and he was like doing the political thing. We have to work as a team. We have to see what we're going to do. And a couple of people in the audience started heckling him. They basically said, talk, 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 do something. And I think the crowd went wild because really and truly, it's well beyond the point of talking about it. It's time to do something, and to do something, especially the Republican Congress. So I really, really appreciated that. I thought that was excellent. I was glad to see some of the pushback. It was fairly cordial, and I really am glad that this conversation is going and it's animating. So that part I did especially like. I always like to see a little pushback on politicians as long as it's done fairly, respectfully, and cordially. But sometimes it needs to be done loudly, very, very loudly. So, and that was a good example of that. And also Representative Wahlberg, towards the end, he said something like, well, it's our constitutional democracy. And a woman very loudly said, no, it's a constitutional republic. Yay, hooray. Imagine that. Mr. Wahlberg, Congressman Wahlberg, has been in politics like forever, and it seems like he should know what the system of government is, right? Hello? So it's good. Again, we, the people, need to keep these folks accountable, informed, and on occasion, if need be, educate them ourselves. Educate them ourselves, again, as respectfully, as cordially, and maybe a little loudly at times as possible. So I really appreciated that that lady that yelled that. Anywho, after that panel, I went on to hear Mr. Hal Shurtleff. Mr. Hal Shurtleff is affiliated, or runs, I should say, an organization called Camp Constitution, which is aimed at teaching young people about the Constitution in, I believe, near the mountains of New Hampshire. He does this every year. And he even said that at a most recent Camp Constitution, Vivek Ramaswamy was one of the speakers. How cool is that? I really loved hearing that. And I thought it was great of Vivek to go and hang out with Camp Constitution because this is, I want to say like really arch conservative group, but that sounds derogatory, but I'm just going to say they're a very constitutional group. So that's a really good thing. But anyway, here's the story on Hal Shurtleff, and I think you're going to enjoy this. He wanted to fly a Christian flag in the city of Boston at City Hall. Now, the city of Boston had enacted some kind of little policy. I don't think they thought it was going to be a big deal, that they had three flags flying from the City Hall, and one of those was going to be designated to the people. So you had everything from Juneteenth to foreign nations flying flags in front of City Hall. So Hal Shurtleff and his organization filed an application to fly the Christian flag. And if you have never seen it, call it up on your phone or on your device and see what it looks like. Because I honestly was not very familiar with the Christian flag until the story, but there it is. It has a little cross on it. So anyway, he was denied the opportunity to fly the Christian flag. He was the only application in over 200 that was denied the opportunity to fly his flag because, of course, right, it's religion, it's Christian. The city of Boston didn't want anything to do with that. So Hal sued, and he had the Liberty Council backing him up. Now, he lost at two lower courts, but guess what? He won at the Supreme Court. He beat the city of Boston in a 9-0 decision. His First Amendment rights, his organization's First Amendment rights, had not been upheld. Isn't that amazing? He also got $2 million, which, again, went to the Liberty Council for damages so they can use that for their war chest. So what an amazing story. What an encouraging and amazing story that this gentleman with his little organization took on the mighty city of Boston and won. And what a great reminder what the First Amendment is. Yes, you can pray at a public meeting to the Lord. Yes, you can cite a scripture reference at a public school graduation. Yes, you can fly a Christian flag, and you're not breaching the Establishment Clause, because that is not establishing a religion. It is your First Amendment rights to express your faith-based views. So hats off to Hal and his team. And again, we need these encouraging stories. We need people who will fight. We need people who will be bold and take a stand. And I'm very, very grateful that Hal did that. So on to after Hal, we were treated by a presentation by a gentleman known as Zuby. He is a British rapper. I'm sure a lot of you are not familiar with him. I certainly wasn't. I don't really listen to rap music. So that's okay, though. But what Zuby brought to the table was that he was also a culture wars warrior. He's very much invested in seeing the conservative point of view on a global level, not just for the United States, not just for the United Kingdom, but globally, that we start impacting people with the beauty of the conservative message. So he talked a little bit about culture, and culture is one of those topics that I greatly value. I believe that we do need to impact the culture, but I'm not always sure how to best do that. I'm not always sure. Is it through film? Is it through arts? Is it through literature? Is it through music? Is it all of the above? I'm never sure, because you don't want to water down the message. That's very important. But he reminded us of the importance of impacting the culture. And what I really liked about him, he is a young man to me, especially, and we need young people speaking to other young people. I think sometimes those are the best messengers and the best way to go about that. So again, hats off to him. He had a couple of great jokes. Being that he is a Brit, he said, how about this for a slogan? Make America a colony again. MACA. Nope, you lost. We'll be back after the break. Thank you. I'm Izzy Lyman.